If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have an exciting hour for you. I know it's going to be exciting for you because it's very exciting for me. And the reason that it's exciting for me is that we're going to be talking about two of my favorite things. One is travel by train. Oh, how I love to travel by train. And, you know, I'm not necessarily speaking about commuter trains because they're not always the most fun. And when you travel on a commuter train, it's during the rush hour period, people going to work, people coming home from work, and not everybody gets a seat, and people are squashed in, and sometimes it's fairly miserable. I'm talking about real, wonderful train experiences. And we've spoken about trains, well, we talk about Amtrak all the time. And, you know, I've done a number of different kinds of Amtrak trips. Not only going from one city to another in the most enjoyable way, but also taking the auto train from Lorton, Virginia to Sanford, Florida, which is just outside of Melbourne. And Lorton, Virginia is about 45 minutes, I want to say, south of Washington, D.C. And you just give them the keys to your car. You actually leave the keys in the ignition when you sign the car over. And they are wonderful, capable, competent staff. And we generally drive a luxury car. Never have we gotten a scratch on our car in the process of using the auto train. So your car gets driven inside an enclosed car, a train car that normally, you know, the kind of car that when you see a freight train go by, and they put several cars into one of these apparatuses that are designed to make sure your car is secure and can't bounce around, while you eliminate 800 miles of driving between Northern Virginia and Florida. You know, it's particularly wonderful when, for instance, it's cold in the north and you arrive in Virginia all bundled up like a bear, and you can take all that stuff, all that winter stuff, and either put it in the back seat of your car or put it in the trunk of your car. And when you get to where you're going, you don't have to rent a car. And there's nothing I hate more than arriving in Florida where it's warm to hot with a winter coat and boots and woolen hats and mittens, and oh, it's miserable. And this way, it's just all in the car. So that's a very unusual, unique form of train travel. But I've done short runs on the Orient Express. We've talked about the Blue Train and the Rovos Train in South Africa, and the trains that run around the Southwest in the U.S. that go to Grand Canyon and other wonderful places. And with Amtrak, I don't know if this is going to be the year, but if it isn't this year, I'm definitely doing it next year. In fact, I'm going to start planning now, so maybe we'll do it this fall. I want to go out to Chicago and pick up one of the trains, one of the Amtrak trains that goes to either Seattle, Salt Lake City, Utah, or San Francisco is actually Emeryville, which is just outside, like a suburb of San Francisco. And that's where the train station is. And then you just can take the BART, the Bay Area Rapid Transport, and get yourself into downtown San Francisco. Now, there's another train that'll get you around the city, and that's called the DART. And that's the Dublin Area Rapid Transport. And I've got somebody who is inconveniencing himself off on the side of the road on his cell phone to talk with us, because we're going to be talking about using the train system in very specially equipped train cars with Rail Tours Ireland First Class. And we've got Jim Deegan, the director of Rail Tours Ireland First Class, waiting to talk with us, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
On the line waiting to talk with us is Jim Deegan, director of Rail Tours Ireland First Class. And I actually met Jim for the first time, I'm going to say it was in Boston, at a Tourism Ireland roadshow where lots of people involved in travel and tourism in Ireland would come over to meet travel professionals, organized by the Tourist Board of Ireland in the U.S., which is called Tourism Ireland. So I'm so glad that we've got a chance to catch up, because this is such a wonderful time of the year to be traveling, and to be traveling by train. Let's talk, Jim, about the places you can go. Do you have to start your journey in Dublin, or can you be in other places in Ireland and get on to go one way or the other, or do all the journeys start in Dublin?
Well, hello, Stephanie. It's lovely to speak to you. Greetings from a beautifully sunny Dublin. It's great touring weather here. Very sunny, but quite cool. Really good touring weather. Cold and crisp. Our tours, to answer your question, mainly start in Dublin. We do have a facility for people to join our tours in Cork, and also to join our tours in groups at Shannon Airport. And this year, Ireland has a lot of new air carriers directly from the USA, and one is, of course, Norwegian Airlines, and they will be flying from two airports in the US to Cork, and we will facilitate guests to start our rail tours in Cork.
Well, you know, my airline of preference to fly nonstop from the U.S. into Ireland is Aer Lingus, and there's a new service that started September 1st, 2016, so it's, 8 months ago, where you can fly from Hartford's Bradley International Airport, which is such a civilized airport. In fact, it reminds me of Shannon Airport. You know, it's in a quieter location. It's easy to get around. If you're actually driving there, you might be flying in to connect to make a flight into Dublin. And if you wanted to stop in Dublin on your way to going beyond Ireland, you could do that at no extra charge with Aer Lingus. And on the return, you could stop again. So somewhere in there, it'd be great if you hopped on board one of the tours that's organized by Rail Tours Ireland First Class. But I just want to point out to my listeners, I don't know very much about this Norwegian Air Company. I read one article, so I don't feel an expert on the subject. But I do want to advise my listeners to check it out before you buy your tickets, because what I heard was They use the same equipment that Delta Airlines uses, but Delta puts 260 passengers on the plane. From what I read, if it's correct, Norwegian reconfigured the plane and added 100 seats, so they carry 360 passengers. I'm going to tell you, if they squeezed in another 100 seats, neither my husband nor myself would fit into any of those seats because we're too tall. So,
well, I agree. I agree, Stephanie. My favorite airline is Aer Lingus as well, and but we do welcome the extra capacity directly from the U.S.
Right. So if you're
Norwegian, of course, is cheap and cheerful. So
you'll
get what you pay for.
Just check it out, people, because if you're taller than maybe 5'6" or 5'7", you might find it a bit of an uncomfortable journey. I know if what I've read is correct, I'd have to crawl off that flight on all fours, and I'd look something like a prune. Wrinkled up. So just check it out. I may be wrong, but that's what I heard, and I have to do a little checking. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, because I am so intrigued by what you do in your company, from anything from a day visit around Ireland that can get people who don't have all that much time in Ireland and are going to be in Dublin, take a day of that little bit of time and hop one of the Rail Tours Ireland First Class trips, and you can get to see all out in the countryside and some of the other regional cities around Ireland. So we'll be right back, and we're going to dive into all of that, plus longer journeys if you want to go away for a few days or more than a week. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University, flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio. This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
Hear the whistle blow.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Jim Deegan. He's the director of Rail Tours Ireland First Class. He's in Dublin and in transit from one place to another, so he's pulled off on the... You have pulled off on the side of the road, haven't you?
Yes, indeed I have.
Oh, okay, because I don't want you running up a tree on my account.
Anyway, we're delighted to tell your listeners about Rail Tours Ireland First Class. And, of course, the first thing, it's for people who would rather not drive in Ireland. And we say our slogan is car-free, care-free. And we do one-day tours, up to nine-day tours by train all around Ireland, so we can handle your full vacation, pick you up at the airport and drop you back at the airport. One of our very promising day tours goes every day from Dublin to the beautiful city of Kilkenny, and then we continue on then to Waterford and visit Waterford Crystal. And coming back in the evening through the beautiful Shore Valley of County Tipperary, and we return to Dublin on a fast express from Limerick Junction, a wonderful place that's nowhere near Limerick, it being truly Irish. And we get back in the evening at about 8 p.m.
So all right. What other options are there?
And we have 2-day, 3-day, 4-day, 5-day, and 9-day. But we also have a very special tour once a year where we offer a 5-star experience where we have our own heritage train. And this is called the Emerald Isle Express. And it's a 7-day, 8-day, 7-night tour around Ireland, where we travel during the day in a fabulous heritage train with a beautiful bar, the only train in Ireland that serves draft Guinness. That's all free to the passengers, to the guests, sorry. And although we know our drinkers, but they can be if they want to be. And at night, we sleep hassles and at 5-star accommodations in Dublin and in throughout the country. So it's a wonderful trip, and we've run it now since, this is our fourth year, this year, 2017, and this year's departure is full, and we've a wait list.
Wow.
And we're hoping to run two departures in 2018, and we'll have details on our online, railtoursireland.com. In the next few days.
Well, you know what? Jim, drop me an email and provide me with a link to that, and we'll talk about it because I'd like to help you fill it up.
Sure, yes. It's a fabulous product. And if anyone goes online, Googles Emerald Isle Express, you'll get plenty of information, including some fabulous videos showing the train in action.
Well, and you mentioned that you stay on that particular journey on in five-star castle hotels. Can you name some of the places you stay at generally?
Yes, we stay at places like in Dublin, the Merrion five-star hotel, probably the best hotel in Dublin.
Oh, my goodness.
We stay in Drumoulin Castle. We stay at the Park five-star hotel in Killarney. Two nights this year there, and we stay in Waterford Castle. We stay at the Fota Island Golf Resort. But as I say, this year is all booked out. But next year, we are two nights in Ashford Castle, where Rory McIlroy, the famous Irish golfer, got married a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's on the grounds of Ashford Castle, and the town in which it lies, which is called Kong, not spelled like King Kong with a K, spelled with a C, C-O-N-G. And it's in the town of Kong and on the grounds of Ashford Castle that the famous classic Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne film, The Quiet Man, was filmed. Now, you won't see the castle in that film, but you'll see the luxurious parkland setting that it's in, and it pretty much sits right on its own golf course and on Loch Carrib. And you mentioned Guinness. It was built by one of the members of the Guinness family back when, and these people knew how to live, fellas. They knew how to live.
John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara had great fun filming there under the direction of John Ford, whose real name, of course, was John Feeney. And he was the son of an Irish immigrant, and they told him in Hollywood that he had to change his name to Ford. So he did, and The Quiet Man, in the summer of 1951, and it just so happened to be a glorious summer, a bit like the summer of 2017 so far.
Well, we were in Ireland for 26 days in May 2016, and it was gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. We had one afternoon with about 2-3 hours of a downpour. We had one day that was kind of just misty, drizzly the whole day, but it never really rained. We had
bit of that to keep us emerald, you know.
That's right. And keep the flowers blooming and the sheep happy munching on the grass. We had 3 days that were overcast gray, which kept it very pleasant for traveling about, and the golfers were happy. And the rest of the time, it was gloriously bright sunshine. It was over 20 days that were just absolutely magnificent, and I've got the photos to prove it.
Yes, we're having a really fabulous year so far weather-wise.
Yeah,
our rainfall for the month of April was 25% of what it should be.
Wow!
But we quite like it.
Yeah, well,
and we're having, believe it or not, we're having some forest fires here at the moment.
That's not a good thing. Now, I'll pray for the rain for you. But, you know, you mentioned every hotel you mentioned, I know. And, you know, they're all quite wonderful. But the Merrion is, you know, people, when you look at what hotels tour operators use, they may tell you they're four-star hotels, and they may actually have reached that kind of classification, but not all hotels that are four-star or five-star are alike. The Merrion is a superior quality hotel with fabulous service, and it truly, for a long time, has been thought of as the best hotel in Dublin town. It's made up of four townhouses down the street from where Oscar Wilde's mother lived, and her historic home is just a half a block away off of Merrion Square Park. And the four townhouses, they took the first level, gutted, they were the walls between to make one big public space. And as you walk on the upper levels down the hallway, you will see where you go from something like number 21, number 22, number 23. So you know you're even though you're in one hallway, you're, you know, entering a different, what used to be another townhouse. Number 23, the left, when you're looking at the building, the left-hand townhouse of what, you know, what used to be a townhouse of the Marion Hotel was where the Duke of Wellington was born. And when we come back, I'll tell you a cute story about that while we talk with Jim Deegan, director of Rail Tours Ireland, first class.
I got a pretty gal, she thinks the world of me, man, it'd be a fool to let her down.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking about Rail Tours Ireland First Class. You know, if you're going to be spending most of your time in the Dublin area, you're not going to be renting a car, you are going to be cheated out of the experience of understanding what the countryside looks and feels like and being able to get to various places like Cork and Limerick and Galway and other places in Ireland that you really ought to go and visit. And doing it with Rail Tours Ireland is such a marvelous way to do it. But I promised you I would tell you the quick little story about the Merion Hotel. You know, when you look at the hotels that a tour operator is using, you know, it's indicative of the quality of the tour operator. It's just that simple, because they know nobody's going to walk out of any of these hotels feeling like they got somehow cheated and they didn't get the best experience they could have. The Merion is just over the top superb, but it's also historic. And in the very far left side, when you're looking at the building, is what was number 23, Upper Merion Square, the home of whomever, where the Duke of Wellington's mother happened to be when the Duke decided to get born. And so what is today a breakout room, a side room, you can use it as a meeting room, that was the bedroom of that townhouse. And I don't remember who it was who said to the Duke of Wellington, who very much saw himself as British, Well, sir, you know, having been born in Dublin, that would make you Irish. And the Duke of Wellington responded by saying, by that logic, sir, were I born in a stable, it would make me a horse.
Yes, and the Duke of Wellington was not very complimentary about Ireland.
No, but he was very much related to the Leslie family, and in fact is a how many cousins down the line from the Leslie family that owns Castle Leslie in Monaghan. And my listeners know both Samantha Leslie, who is the trustee of the castle on behalf of the family today, and Mark Leslie, who's a frequent guest on my shows. So let's talk about, you mentioned the first tour that you mentioned by going by train from Dublin, left from Dublin, went to Kilkenny, where there's a wonderful castle, went to Waterford, went to Shore Valley and to Limerick, and then back to Dublin. Is that all in one day?
That's all in one day. We leave at 7:30 in the morning, and we're back at 8 p.m. So one of our slogans, Stephanie, is do a big chunk of Ireland in one day. So we're really good if you're in Ireland and you, like a lot of American people, sadly, they don't just give us enough time. So we're geared for people who make that fundamental mistake. You need to give us time. We look on the map as if we're the size of the state of Maine, but our coastline, if you were to stretch it out in a line, is over 2,000 miles. So there's a lot to see. If you want to do us properly, you need to give us a couple of weeks.
And not only that, on behalf of the people who live in what used to be called the Midlands and fashionably today like to be called the Lakelands district of Ireland, I think every country, it's not just Ireland, but Spain, Italy, the United States, name the country that has a coastline, visitors like to hug the shoreline. And it takes a challenge to drive and motivate people to go into the interior where there's always, you know, so much beauty, so much history,
culture. We call that now Ireland's ancient east. And that's built on the success of the coastal drive, one of the longest in the world now, the Wild Atlantic Way. And our tours explore the Wild Atlantic Way, and our 9-day tour is called the Titanic Rail Trail and Wild Atlantic Way, and covers most of the Wild Atlantic Way from north to south.
So
we have a 1-day tour, which goes, it's actually our most popular 1-day tour, and it goes from Dublin at 7 in the morning in a reserve car. You can have breakfast. It goes, arrives in Limerick, and then we have our own luxury motor, which takes you first, after a little tour of Limerick, we visit Bunratty Castle, and then we continue on to the lovely little fishing village of Doolin, right on the Atlantic coast, where we have, again, a drop of lunch in O'Connor's, Gus O'Connor's famous Irish music pub. And then after lunch, we continue on to the Cliffs of Moher, where we have a couple of hours to explore. And then in the afternoon, through that wonderful moonscape, lunar-like surface of the Burren, and then around Blackhead and in along the shores of Galway Bay into Galway City. We have time for a little bit of traditional Irish music in Galway City before boarding our train and back to Dublin at 9:45 p.m. Again, another long day, but we pack a great deal in, and it's our most popular day tour.
Well, the one that comes back from Galway City, if you're arriving back in Dublin after 9 p.m., what time are you leaving Galway?
We leave Galway at 7:20.
So do people plan to have a bite on board, or do they eat something in Galway before they board the train?
We have time to grab a bite in Galway, but there is some food on the train, and there is a very well-stocked bar as well, which our guests tend to enjoy a little relaxation on the way back. And it's good for a bit of chat and sometimes even a bit of a sing-song on the train going back.
Oh, how could you not have singing if you've got a bunch of Irishmen there? I mean, it's
and
just
we also, we
wouldn't
also,
be normal.
Dispense a little bit of Irish hospitality in the form of
something liquid,
Baha, which I'm sure you know is the water of life.
Ishkabaha? No, this is new for me. So
Ishkabaha, the water of life, are better known as
Pachin?
Irish whiskey.
Oh, okay. See, Pachin?
I know.
But that's illegal, Stephanie.
Well, no, but you know, there's somebody bottling it as a brand now.
There is indeed.
There's a brand called Pachin. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, Pachin is the Irish word for moonshine. And so many of the people who had stills in Tennessee and Kentucky and in the Appalachian Mountains and whatever, were of Irish descent, and they were accustomed to making Pachin in Ireland using potato skins. And when they got to America, they set up their stills and it became known as moonshine. And I wonder if even the word, well, the word moonshine is supposed to be because they did it at night under the light of the moon. So the revenuers, the tax collectors wouldn't come and shut them down. But
well, in the hills of Connemara, the Connemara Mountains, of course, which was a great home of Pachin, they used to boil the stills using peat or turf fires. But unfortunately, the turf fires gave off quite a identifiable blue smoke, and it enabled the customs and excise men to find the stills quite easily. And in the early years of the 20th century, of course, the advent of bottled gas really threw the excise men. So well, they use bottled gas now.
And you know how... did you ever wonder about why there is a very fine French cognac brand called Hennessy, a nice Irish name? It's because an Irishman named Hennessy left Ireland went to France, settled in the Cognac region of France, and tried to set up his still to produce Pachin, moonshine. But there were no potatoes in France. France has never been very fond of potatoes. In fact, potatoes were outlawed for about 50 years in the 1700s because France wanted no part of potatoes. So there were no potato skins to make the moonshine, the Pachin. And so he went around looking for some kind of vegetable skin that was plentiful, and he came across the skin of grapes that was left over from winemaking in France. So he gathered up all the, every year he would gather up all the grape skins, and he would make his Pachin out of the skin of the grapes. And because he lived in the Cognac district of France, this became Cognac under the brand name of Hennessy. Don't you love it?
That's fantastic.
What is your website?
RailToursIreland.com. One great innovation we're doing this year with the huge number of cruise ships now that are calling to Ireland, to Dublin, to Cork. They call to the Port of Cove, formerly Queenstown, right outside Cork City. And we are doing now short excursions by rail.
Oh, brilliant.
To fit the times of the cruise ships.
Brilliant. This is Stephanie Abrams. Thank you so much, Jim. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street, between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, if you've missed any part of today's show, let me direct you to sabrams.com and travelers411.com. If you go to either of those are parts of our family of award-winning websites. And by the way, when I say award-winning, this was not some local competition. This was serious stuff. We got 96 out of a possible 100 points for best website. 97 was silver, 98 was gold. They were both 100 million or billion dollar companies with either over 10,000 or over 1,000 or over 10,000 employees. 99 points, 3 points ahead of us, was the platinum. It was taken by MasterCard. How about that? So it's really worth your time to go visit our sites. And every now and then I'm on the phone with somebody and I direct them to our family of award-winning websites and they go online and while we're talking I hear, this is very impressive. Yeah. Lots of pictures, lots of stories. But the thing that, you go to travelers411.com, travelers411.com. Click on the directory. We create a directory for every single guest. And then we have jazzy directories that are like upgraded directories where we'll put multiple interviews on one any one subject together. And then we have mini sites. And we probably have, I don't know, a dozen maybe. I never counted. I really should. Mini sites on different destinations. When you go there, you've got photos. You've got, you know, whoever is the head spokesman, multiple people, whatever. It's you know, what's special about it? It really is the result of what my guests often say to me. They feel so good about the interview because they know that it's cast. Whereas you give journalists who's taking, even those who use up devices. I have been interviewed for decades by a lot of skilled journalistic types and still been misquoted. And between the time I gave the interview and the time it was published, I'd walk around with a bag on my head. At least it felt like I did, you know, because I was worried about they leave out one word, they change one word, they assigned to you something you never said? It's embarrassing. So what you hear when you go and pass, what you can download and take with you when you put in the name of the destination, the brand, the people, whatever it is you're interested in. What you hear, it's not somebody who went there and thought it was a nice place. Unless I'm interviewing one of the travel fairy godmother people that I send on a trip. The people you normally hear, they're the ones that are responsible for providing the experience of the destination that travelers interface with. These are the real experts. And if I want to give you an opinion, I'll give you my own. I at least have confidence in my opinion. I know that sounds arrogant and egotistical, but there are so many people in travel who are not travel people. They were English majors. They were journalism majors. They were communications and broadcasting majors. Interested in the dissemination of information side. And they like to travel, so they coupled it together. And I have to tell you, just because you've been to a place many times does not make you a travel expert. It makes you a traveler. Because if going to a destination multiple times made you a travel expert, then everybody who travels to Chicago on business would be a Chicago travel expert. And to be a travel expert, you really have to know the inside workings of the travel industry. Not just, I know some good places to stay and some good places to eat and how to get from O'Hare Airport to downtown in the most efficient way. That's nice. Good information doesn't make you an expert. Anyway, this last couple of weeks has been monumentally absurd in terms of travel news related to a variety of airlines. And this past week, Spirit Airlines had some craziness in an airport when literally the passengers revolted when 9 flights were canceled. And the word was that they were canceled because it was a kind of job action slowdown by the pilots. Can I tell you, there are other airlines that have done that sort of thing, by the way, where, you know, in many situations, there are some employees who cannot strike. So they call in sick. And you have a work slowdown. May I tell you, that happened repeatedly a couple of years ago, and I haven't been following lately. But a couple of years ago, just about, you know, once a month, you'd see flight attendants and pilots calling in sick at Lufthansa. British Airways had some problems along those lines. And all I can say is that the people who were flying Spirit Airlines at that airport where they went into kind of revolutionary activity, the passengers, because they were so upset. If a pilot doesn't want to fly a plane, say thank you. And either go home or check into a hotel or find a pub, find a lounge, buy a day pass at the lounge, at the airport lounge club. The last thing I want to fly with is a disgruntled pilot. Use your logic, people. You want to fly with happy people. You're putting your life in somebody's hands. A couple of years ago, there was a depressed pilot. He had no business flying. He was identified as somebody who should not be flying. And he was told, you may not fly for the next period of time. Only the word didn't go out to the supervisor of that person. And he flew a plane into a mountainside in Germany or Switzerland, somewhere in the Alps. Go look it up. I think it was German Wings. The low-cost division of Lufthansa, very safe, wonderful airline, but you know, it's down to our... If they don't want to fly, go have some fun. Buy yourself a present. Get over it. Get there when it's safe to get there. Stay safe, stay happy, and keep traveling. And travel richly. We've got so much more coming up, so stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.